Simon & Schuster Audio presents Don't Make Me Pull Over, An Informal History of the Family Road Trip by Richard Rattay. Read by Jonathan Todd Ross. Chapter 1. Swerving Through the 70s. A Family Boldly Leaves Its Driveway. One winter evening in 1976, when I was 7 years old, I went to sleep in my bed in Wisconsin and woke up in a snowdrift in Indiana. I had little idea how I'd gotten there. I dimly recall my father's arms cradling me as I looked up through eyelids heavy with sleep. I watched the white ceiling of the hallway turn into the shadowy pine rafters of our garage, then the fuzzy tan fabric of our family car's interior. I remember being tossed across the laps of my older brothers in the back seat, a pillow pushed under my head, and a blanket thrown over my body. Then I drifted off again into blackness. Next came a startled yelp. I opened my eyes to find myself tumbling in a blur of stuffed animals, 8-track tape cartridges, styrofoam coffee cups, and issues of Dynamite magazine. I landed on the car's floor with a thud, the round hump of the transmission housing pressed into my belly, my chin burning from sliding on the shag carpet. I had no idea where we were, but I knew where we weren't. Anywhere near the sunny beach in Florida that I'd been listening to my mom tell us about for weeks. All I could surmise was that I was in our car, and it was cold and dark and eerily quiet. Even the engine was still. Finally, my dad's voice cut the silence.